But first, our top story, a chilling tale of betrayal and murder has emerged from Shillong, where newlywed Sonam Raghuvanshi allegedly orchestrated the brutal killing of her husband.
The murder that had India shocked and hooked. A newly married couple on their honeymoon in Meghalaya reported missing. Then the bloodied body of the husband shows up and all hell breaks loose. The sensational murder plot now unravels. Sonam, the wife, who surrendered in UP's Ghazipur, thousands of kilometers away from Shillong, where the couple were on their honeymoon, is now the prime accused in the murder of her husband, Raja Raghuvanshi. Sonam allegedly had an affair with Raj Kushwaha, who worked at her father's factory in Indore in MP. Kushwaha is now believed to be the mastermind behind the murder. According to the police, Kushwaha hired contract killers Anand, Akash and Vicky, all around 20 years of age, to kill Raja.
Autopsy report indicates that there was two gashes on the head and these by sharp weapons and all that, and that led to the death. There's no doubt that Sonam is, that she's not involved. She is very much involved out there.
Details that have emerged are shocking to say the least. Sonam and Raja had an arranged wedding, and Raja's family say that all was well and nothing appeared suspicious at first.
कभी लगा नहीं हमारे हम लोगों को तो सोनम और राजा किसी में ऐसा कुछ लग रहा है कि सोनम और राजा को दुखी है कि इस प्रकार से हमको ऐसा कुछ संदेह लगा नहीं क्योंकि 11 तारीख को शादी हुई थी और 13 तारीख के दिन जेठ का महीना लग गया था तो सोनम जो है सोनम के सामने हम लोग कभी गए नहीं उस टाइम पे तो हमको ऐसा लगा भी नहीं उस टाइम पे ना राजा के मुझसे सुनने को मिला हमारे को तो भैया मैं दुखी हो गया हूँ शादी करके इस टाइम की बातें लिख ली नहीं मन सभी
Sonam allegedly planned the trip to Shillong. She wore all her wedding gold and also got Raja to wear gold worth 10 lakh rupees. Sonam wanted to make the killing appear like an accident or a robbery. Her call records and CCTV footage from their hotel helped the police crack the case. After the crime, Sonam lost contact with the killers and ran away. It still isn't clear how she reached Ghazipur in UP from where she called her family, who asked her to surrender.
मैं खुद 17 दिनों से सोया नहीं हूँ मैं जाग रहा हूँ 17 दिनों से आप लोग ऐसा क्यों पूछ रहे हो मैं 17 दिनों से जाग रहा हूँ
17 दिनों से गायब थी इसकी खबर थी आपको
नहीं थी मैं ढूंढ रहा हूँ 17 दिनों से उनने
17 दिनों से आपने क्या क्या किया है
पूरा सर्च करा है पुलिस वालों के साथ घुमा हूँ पूरा सर्च करा है पूरा मेघालय सर्च करा है हमने
The case grabbed national headlines first as missing couple and then as murder because it threatened to dent state's image as a tourist place. Everybody was looking upon this case with sympathy, but now as the picture is getting cleared, everybody's heart been breaking along with the state's image. If we talk about Sonam's family, they are not ready to accept the truth about their child. But if we talk about Raja's family, they are asking for CBI investigation.
As a state and as a tourism sector, we also learn from these things. And we also try to ensure that we make our people feel more safe. So therefore, there is no fact. There was no reason for this kind of a damage that was done to us. But we will now go a step further. We will also take our steps and measures to ensure that more and more safety measures to make our tourists feel more at home, more comfortable, in spite of the fact that there was nothing wrong on our side.
Sonam is now in custody and the plot is all set to unravel even further.
There were several challenges for the Meghalaya Special Investigation Team after the recovery of Raja Raghuvanshi's decomposed body since Sonam Raghuvanshi was missing. But they were able to crack the case in 7 days using data that they were provided in terms of the mobile phone surveillance and the eyewitness accounts from different people in that area. With Bureau Inputs, Ratandeep Chaudhary for NDTV.
All right, my colleague Saurabh Gupta joins us for the latest on this. Saurabh, what are authorities saying about the motive?
Well, that's the part of the investigation that will take place now. Behind me is the office of the Superintendent of Police East Khasi Hills, Shillong, and that's where this investigation has been carried out from. And this has been a very long-drawn investigation, but one that has also had its own set of challenges for the police. Now, after the recovery of the body, the police did have a suspicion that, this was, of course, murder. But again, they weren't absolutely sure of who was behind the murder till, of course, they continued that search for a few days. And what we're being given to understand is that the search continued as well as the other leads that emerged about, Sonam's body not being found, that her going missing, or perhaps her whereabouts. All of these things were being looked at together. There was a lot of pressure on the police. There was also attempts to portray Meghalaya as an unsafe place for tourists, and there were a lot of narratives on social media. All of that weighing down the police, but they managed to continue the investigation, following up on the leads that they got while keeping their heads down and not giving away too much information also, because many had questioned why there wasn't enough information. Now, the police say, for the sake of investigations, not to alert the people who were behind this, they continued the investigation. They followed one line of investigation, continued the search for the body, but at the same time, they were looking for the suspects whom they had already information about. And that's how they went to these places, Indore. And of course, Sonam's surrender is something that was the final sort of victory.
Sort of, I get all of that, but
of
my question,
but
since you've been tracking this,
a larger part of the investigation.
Hang on
the
a second,
Sonam.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just trying to get to the, because there are so many strands. So beyond what the police has done, there was a man named Raj Kushwaha that Sonam was apparently in a relationship with. Right? He's somebody who's been arrested over here. She was actually in an arranged marriage with Raja Raghuvanshi. Is there anything substantive to back that entire argument that this murder took place because she wanted to be with the man she originally loved or still loves, Raj Kushwaha? Is there a credible line of investigation?
Absolutely. That's the preliminary line of investigation. And of course, questioning of the suspects would further advance that line of investigation. The police at this point say that's the theory they're looking at. And there is no alternative motive that they can find at this point based on the information that they've gathered and based on whatever little time they've had with the accused. So that is what you said, that, whether okay, it's a triangular, a love story or is something that is the preliminary line of investigation at this point.
All right. Thanks very much, Order, for joining us with that. I'm also joined by Dr. L.R. Bishnoi, the former Director General of Police in Meghalaya, Dr. Tridib Chaudhary. He's a psychiatrist, and Dr. Ricky Andrew Sinkon, Lok Sabha MP. Thank you all very much for being with us. Dr. Bishnoi, let me come to you first. What we understand is that Sonam Raghuvanshi was married to Raja Raghuvanshi in an arranged marriage. These are fairly respectable families. The marriage was absolutely organized, and it went through in that manner. Do you believe, on the basis prima facie of what you have seen, that it's an older relationship which may have triggered the murder of Sonam's husband, Raja?
See, this is the preliminary state of investigations. Now, I can't say with 100% surety that the police has already found the real motive behind the murder. But whatever we got in the social media and other platform, that it was an arranged marriage, and immediately after marriage, they arranged honeymoon to Shillong, and many things were not communicated to the family. So there was a communication gap as far as honeymoon trip is concerned. So it is difficult to say whether what was the real motive. During investigation, it will definitely come out. And let me categorically compliment the Meghalaya police that they have done very good job. First, initially to find out the dead body of Raja Raghuvanshi. After that, by arresting, naming all the culprits, they have analyzed a lot of mobile dumps. They have gone through hundreds of the CDR analysis. That area is very difficult. It is dominated by thick forest, hills and dangerous gorges. So police has done good job by deploying the drones, by the squad, dog squads, and they have taken the help of SDRF and NDRF also, and ultimately they were able to find out the dead bodies. And after analyzing the CDR calls, they found that the many more accused were involved, and ultimately all the accused were arrested. So now, during investigation, the motive will come out, what was the real motive.
Right, and I'm just trying to understand what some of the prima facie threads are. Dr. Singhkorn, how do you look at this? The fact that there have been additional arrests, apparently, of the killers who followed this couple into this area and then killed Raja Raghuvanshi. His head bore injuries from a sharp weapon. How do you see this? Do you see this as a straightforward murder linked to Sonam Raghuvanshi, the woman that he married? How are you looking at this entire case?
Well, at the very outset, thank you, Vishnu. At this time, I would like to first of all extend my deep condolences to the family of late Raja. And it is my prayer that the Lord God Almighty comfort the family at this time. And let me also say this, that this particular incident is a reminder of the evil that we, of the world, you know, in this world that we're living. Well, on your question, well, the police department have done a commendable job, and on the point whether it was an intentional done intentionally, it was. So I leave that, you know, to the police and their team to, you know, to take you know, to on this particular matter. I don't feel that I'm right to make any comment on that.
Dr. Chaudhary, on the basis of what you've seen so far, that Sonam has surrendered to the police, they've made other arrests taking place as well. We do know that there are three people who may have been the killers in this particular case. You know, then there is this entire strand of an arranged marriage which apparently potentially went awry. How are you looking at all of these various strands?
Yeah, to begin with, Vishnu, a very good evening to all of you. As my esteemed colleagues, you know, have already said, you know, it's very difficult to, you know, pinpoint what have been the causes behind such a gruesome incident. But if we look at how the events have unfolded, any person with a normal thought process and judgment cannot do such an activity, fine? So if a person have done such an activity, then definitely we have to look into that person's psychological, well-being and what led to such an event, you know? I would definitely want that, the so-called person have committed that offense, then that person needs to be assessed properly psychologically, and we need to find out if such events have been there in the history of the patient, of the person who have committed the offense.
Dr. Bishnoi, do you believe that this marriage was just a front, that there was perhaps a secret network which was involved?
It's difficult to say, but whatever facts are emerging during preliminary stage of investigation, it indicates that the everything was not perfect, and there was something which was going on behind the scene. Some relations was there between the Sonam and other fellows. So they're difficult to say, but during preliminary investigation, whatever police has found, that there was something which was not known to both the families. Quite possible that the Sonam was having some sort of relationship with these guys. So difficult to say, but definitely during further investigation, the things will emerge, new facts will emerge, and the police will be in position to say perfectly what was the exact motive behind the murders.
Dr. Chaudhary, can you hear me? I'm not sure if Dr. Chaudhary can hear me. Let me go across to Dr. Singhkon. I just wanted to ask you, you know, could you tell us a little bit about the way in which this entire investigation happened? The fact that it was so difficult. Dr. Ricky Singhkon, could you tell us about the police operations, the fact that it happened in double quick time?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Could you tell us about the police operations and how quickly it happened?
Well, the moment the incident came to light about the disappearance of these newly wed couple, I believe that the police, they quickly responded to this when they heard about the incident. And let me tell you, it's not just the police, but even, you know, the people from that particular village and later on people from other villages, they took this matter seriously and went about, you know, trying to find, you know, these couple who went missing. So I would say that the moment this incident was, you know, came to light, the police, along with the people of the area, they took all necessary steps in spite of the inclement weather, the rough terrain. So that was what I've been following, you know, through the news and hearing from people in and around that area.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Earlier today, I spoke to the brother of Raja Raghuvanshi, who's very sadly lost his life, murdered in Meghalaya. Here's what he told me. The horrific murder of Raja Raghuvanshi, a young man recently married who was in Meghalaya with his wife Sonam on a vacation, on a honeymoon, when his life was cut short, has created a sensation across the country. It's been called the honeymoon murder. How exactly did it happen? Sonam, the wife, has now been found in Uttar Pradesh, and there is a larger plot which is also being discussed and being developed. The Meghalaya police is at the forefront of the investigations. I'm now joined by Vipin Raghuvanshi, the brother of Raja Raghuvanshi. Vipin, shukriya, aap hamare saath baat kar rahe hain. Is waqt Sonam ko prime suspect ke roop pe dekha ja raha hai. Aapke khyal se, aapne kabhi samjha tha ki ye ho sakta hai ki Sonam prime suspect ho is case mein?
देखिए, अभी तक तो हमारे मन में तो ऐसा विचार नहीं आया था. तो जिस सोनम को हम ढूंढ रहे हैं, वो सोनम का चेहरा ऐसा निकल के आएगा कभी मीडिया के सामने? क्योंकि अभी तक तो कल तक तो हम लोग यही चाह रहे थे उसके अंदर, तो सोनम द्वारा जो है, सोनम मिलती का भी है. तो हम लोग जो है, एक राजा का तो खोज चुके थे, तो उस प्रकार सोनम को मिलती का भी, तो सोनम को हम अपने बच्चे समय समझ के, सोनम की जिंदगी में जो है चल रहा है उसको राजा को होते हुए भी हम सोनम को अपना समझेंगे इसमें, जिसमें राजा को नजर देखेंगे लोग. बाकी ऐसा होते हुए ना हुए इसमें, कल के बाद आज एकदम सुबह जो है
जी,
एकदम नया मोड़ आ गया इसके अंदर. इस मोड़ में सोनम को एकदम हाईलाइट किया गया है, क्योंकि उसमें सात लोग मिले हुए हैं, साथ में आ रहा है इसके अंदर. इसमें सात आरोपी और बने हुए, आठवीं सोनम इसके अंदर है. तो ऐसा कभी सोचा नहीं था हम लोगों ने कभी.
अब बताया जा रहा था कि शायद सोनम का एक और रिलेशनशिप है, जिसके कारण ये हत्या किया गया था. एक प्राइम मोटिव था, एक और लव इंटरेस्ट. आप इसको विश्वास करते हैं?
देखिए, अभी इस बारे में हमको कोई जानकारी नहीं है, तो सोनम का अफेयर कहीं पे है तो नहीं है, क्योंकि ये चीजें तो आपको पुलिस द्वारा मालूम पड़ रही है. और मैंने इसके भाई से पूछा था, गोविंद से पूछा था मैंने, तो गोविंद भी अपने सोनम को कहीं अफेयर है क्या? उसने कहा अफेयर नहीं, अफेयर में कुछ भी इसका नहीं है. और सोनम जो है वो तो राज को राखी बांधती थी, तो इस तरीके से इसमें बीच में डिफेक्ट हल्का सा लग रहा है. बाकी इसमें एकदम इस तरह से मोड़ आ जाएगा, इसका भरोसा किसी को भी नहीं है. ना गोविंद भरोसा कर पा रहा, ना मैं भरोसा कर पा रहा इस बात पे.
एक राज कुशवाहा का के नाम से एक आदमी को अरेस्ट, गिरफ्तार किया गया है. बताया जा रहा था कि ये राज कुशवाहा शायद सोनम का पार्टनर था या पार्टनर है.
नहीं,
इस बारे में आप
पार्टनर नहीं था ये.
जी जी जी, बताइए.
गोविंद रघुवंशी जो है ना, गोविंद रघुवंशी और सोनम जो है, इनकी एक कंपनी है. उस कंपनी में गोविंद जो है एक अपने बॉस है, और दूसरी बॉस सोनम है. दोनों की इसमें जो है, ये राज कुशवाहा जो है एक एम्प्लॉयर है उनका, जो कि काम करता है वहाँ पे. इसमें कोई पार्टनर नहीं है वो. दूसरी चीज, इसमें जो है गोविंद के मुँह से मैंने 5-6 बार सुन चुका हूँ, तो राज ढंग से काम नहीं कर रहा, राज ढंग से काम नहीं कर रहा. तो ये सिर्फ नाम सुना था मैंने, उसकी शक्ल आज तक कभी देखी नहीं थी मैंने हालांकि, और आज मीडिया के माध्यम से जो है उसकी शक्ल भी देख ली मैंने। तो मैंने ये चीजें मैंने गोविंद को शेयर भी करी थी, मैंने गोविंद ये जो फोटो है इसमें राज कौन सा है, तो उन्होंने कहा रवि भैया ये जो फोटो है इनमें एक राज जो है वही राज इसके अंदर है जो अपने काम करता है बोले, इसकी चीज मुझे पता चली जगह।
इसके अलावा तीन सस्पेक्ट और को गिरफ्तार किया गया है, विकी, आकाश और आनंद, उनको भी राजा के के हत्या के के के, के लिंक के साथ गिरफ्तार किया गया है। उनको पुलिस को कहना है कि ये हिटमैन थे, कि इनका काम था ये मर्डर कैरी आउट करना। आप ये इन लोगों के बारे में आपका कोई आइडिया है, आपको कोई कुछ पता है?
देखिए इन लोगों में ना जानता हूँ ना इनका नाम सुना मैंने कभी इन लोगों का मैंने, तो इसके लिए मुझे इनके बारे में कोई जानकारी नहीं है।
राजा के बारे में कुछ बताएंगे? इट्स वेरी सैड व्हाट हैज हैपेंड।
देखिए राजा की ना ही कोई दुश्मनी थी राजा की, ना ही उसको दुश्मन थे ऐसे, क्योंकि राजा के आज तक के भी कई झगड़े भी नहीं हुए, कुछ भी काम करता था राजा तब पहले पूछ के करता था, कहीं जाता भी था पूछ ही जाता था हमेशा वो। इस बार जो राजा घूमने गया जो है ये बिना पूछे गया मेरे से वैसे इस बार ये, क्योंकि हालांकि मैंने उसको एक दिन पहले चिल्लाया था उसको मैंने, इसलिए मुझसे बात नहीं कर रहा था वो, और मैं से बिना बोले जो चले गए उस टाइम पे सुबह उठ के, मुझे बोला भी नहीं उसने भैया मुझे छोड़ने चल दे एयरपोर्ट पे।
और आप सोनम को कितने साल से जानते थे?
मैं सोनम को सालों से नहीं जानता हूँ, मैं सोनम को मुश्किल से करीब 4 महीने हुए, 4 से 5 महीने, इसी बीच में जो है इनकी शादी हो गई है।
और विपिन जी आपने पुलिस ने आप लोगों से बात की, क्या पूछा पुलिस ने, बेसिकली क्या डिस्कशन हुआ पुलिस के साथ?
देखिए अभी पुलिस द्वारा मेरे पास किसी से मैंने फोन पर बात नहीं करी है मैंने, ना इंदौर पुलिस से ना मेघालय पुलिस से, दोनों सब जगह पुलिस से मेरी बातचीत कोई होनी पाई।
ओके विपिन रघुवंशी द ब्रदर ऑफ राजा रघुवंशी द मैन वाज सैडली किल्ड इन मेघालय व्हाइल ऑन हिज हनीमून, थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर स्पीकिंग टू अस, आई अप्रिशिएट दैट, थैंक यू सर एंड आवर कंडोलेंसेस।